This Consumers Real Estate Show is brought to you by American Real Estate Media, the country's top consumer-oriented media company, bringing you all the greatest resources and latest information in all things residential real estate. Now here's your host and answer man, Barry Miller, along with consumer guy Larry Stanley.
Hello again. This is Barry Miller, this time focused on your wealth and building wealth for you. Vestera Hotspots. Oh, Larry, we've been doing the 30 to 50% gains on residential real estate rental homes, you know, investment homes. You saw the numbers. I sent them to you so you could see them firsthand this past week. There were some deals, and this is what happens in not difficult times at all, just slightly changed times because of a big item, COVID-19. That's a big item. That's affecting all of us daily in big ways. Everyone has said this is the biggest change we've seen in 102 years since 1918.
Absolutely.
And none of us were here then. I mean, in the studio here. Okay, I'm sure there are people who were living then, et cetera. And they were youngsters then. And thank goodness they survived that Spanish influenza and that attack, et cetera. Now we have COVID-19. It's a big deal. But residential real estate is continuing to be a strong marketplace and investing. We saw some of the projected gains. I admit they're projected, but they're based on solid information on some of the investment properties, over 60% in the first year. Larry, one of them, the number one, the best one we've seen all year, happens to be a home in Colorado Springs. The gentleman buyer asked me, well, hey, Barry, you still are doing that three-year and five-year analysis? Yep. I forgot to send him the fifth year. And sure enough, it's 82% on his dollars in the fifth year.
Wow.
So, Larry, we're here to say not to be rosy glasses, not to say everything's okay, but what we're saying as a theme is don't let the parade pass you by this time. Be putting yourself health and your health ahead of your wealth, but don't let the parade of good things pass you by.
And, you know, if you're uncomfortable looking at houses now, you don't really have to look at them anymore. This is an investment property. You can look at pictures and get a very good idea of what you're purchasing without actually being there. And you really don't have to be there if you're uncomfortable.
Not really. And Larry, there's always, I won't say always, people get into this traditional thoughts, which has been brought about by some schemers to say, oh, buy local so that you could touch it and feel it. No, be a turnkey operator. Most investors don't know how to take care of a investment home, how to fix everything. A few do, and good for them. They could stay local. But frankly, the best money is made when you have a company like Vestera that shops and researches 500 markets and then has five hotspots. What is that, Larry? 1/10 of 1% of the best markets. Is that right? Or 1%?
1%.
1%. You're right. 1% of the best markets we have as the hotspots across the country, with criteria that says they'll be good for 3 years. And nothing in the COVID-19 era is changing that. It's not even shaking our foundation. We're looking at it all the time, but nothing in the foundation of good investments has been shaken by COVID-19 as yet.
You know, Barry, for people to get an analogy of what's going on, when you invest in the stock, in a company in the stock market, you're not going there and touching and feeling all their plants. You're not going to their board of directors meetings. No, you're just reading a little bit about them and deciding what to do. So it's the same thing with houses. You don't have to see it. You don't have to touch and feel it to still have a good idea of what you're investing in.
Correct. Correct. And, Larry, we have Kathleen. You know Kathleen Cheris. She is the best agent finder anywhere in the United States. She finds the best agents for our listeners and other people, too, but primarily our listeners, whether they want a buyer agent in Fredericksburg, Virginia. She had helped a consumer find two good buyer agents in Fredericksburg, Virginia. I think that was in the last 2 days. Or looking for an investor agent in Seattle, Washington, Kathleen Cheris is the place to go, and her team. She's also an investor, so she's with us on air now. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning. How are you, Barry and Larry?
Good. We're doing fine. We're doing fine, and the market is doing fine, as you know. So share some of what you're seeing, again, with buyers and sellers, and maybe some emphasis on residential investors.
Well, we are still seeing investors looking for deals throughout the country. I checked my database of nationwide top agents in my system, and I checked and found that over 600 of them are actually good at helping with investment buyers.
Nice. Nice. See, again, it's just such a good marketplace, and it continues to be. How about you? You're an investor, correct?
Well, yeah. I have a property out of town, but I also have invested in my own home, and I rent out the bottom part and brings in a couple $1,000s a month, and I have control over the tenants and the space, so it works really well.
Works really well for anyone contemplating that. You know, call us. We'll help guide you through that. And any of you looking at investment properties, and what's the big one? The Airbnb. I mean, that brings in millions of tax dollars for the county of Denver and other cities up and down the Front Range, and quite frankly, all over the country. They've had to develop new rules, new laws, new guidelines for investors. But it's also been new opportunities for investors. And even that is a good thing that we have on that homeando.com. There's all kinds of information you could get about things there about it. But Kathleen, tell us your feeling, your smart business lady feeling. You've been doing what you're doing over 22 years, and you know the marketplace. What are you feeling? Are any effects of COVID-19 have a real effect economically, not just emotionally, personally? We know we're all affected by it. And I'm not trying to set up an answer at all. But what are you seeing? What are you sensing?
Well, some people are taking a little bit of a more hesitant look, but they are studying the facts and studying exactly what's going on in the marketplace and studying their own situation. And many people are choosing to go ahead and move forward under our new rules and our new way of handling real estate in COVID-19 days.
It is. And one of the biggest reasons why buyers, sellers, and in particular maybe investors have been taking a little bit of a hiatus for the last 2 weeks is one thing. Larry, what is that one
Interest rates.
Interest rates. Oh, my gosh. It's been the wildest ride. Nothing in any living person's history of mortgage rates has none of them have seen what we've seen in the last two and a half weeks.
Let's define that a little bit, Barry.
Yep.
It isn't that they're all going up or they're all coming down. They're bouncing around. You've got to time the locking in of rates very carefully if you're investing or if you're buying a new home.
We had Del Van Essen of Community Banks Mortgage on last week, and we made the comment, and he had all the data. The prior 2 weeks have been the roughest ride he's seen in his 36-year career. I'm 41 years in the business. It's the roughest I've seen. More changes, more hours of more days than any other time in a row. Then last week we said this week would be a little milder. Guess what?
It was a little milder.
A little. Emphasize little, but it was a little milder. Larry, in the space of an hour, loans were going up went down 5/30 seconds, and then they'd go up 3/30 seconds, and then they'd go up and down in the next hour, and you had to watch it. But that was less of a wild ride, but still fairly wild. This week, that was just on Thursday, and yet one of our buyers, Kathleen, locked in a 30. I'm going to have you, Kathleen, and Larry, I don't know if you know, but I'm going to have you guess. What permanent 30-year interest rate did we get with 25% cash down when we were shopping the market with Dell Thursday morning 2 days ago? Any guesses, Kathleen?
Oh, I don't really watch that very closely. Oh, that's okay. Maybe 3.75. I don't know.
Oh, man, that is a wild guess. Larry?
She's spot on, but yeah, just about 3 7/8.
3 7/8. Oh, you heard then.
I heard.
Yeah, 3 7/8. Wild guess, Kathleen. Hey, that's not bad, is it, Kathleen?
I'm proud of myself. Thank you.
You should be. Nice going.
Well, the point is, to take advantage of these crazy marketplaces, you need top quality real estate agents and you need a top quality mortgage broker. And they're out there. You got to get them. Don't just take anyone that just comes in off the street.
The number one place to go to find a top quality agent is on the phone with us right now, Kathleen Cheers, anywhere in the country. I know, Larry, you pointed at me. Okay, I'll put myself in the running for the, well, Colorado Springs and Denver. Okay,
yes.
I'm in there. I'm on Kathleen's list, and a good list it is. However, she covers the whole country. Kathleen, quick summary on what you do again for our investor, buyers and sellers, and your phone number.
Well, for over 20 years, I have been helping consumers find top buyer and seller agents throughout the entire United States and Canada and Costa Rica, actually.
Yep.
And it's just a lot of fun for me because it's such a win-win. People contact me. They have a choice of at least a couple of agents to choose from, good interview questions, a good guidebook on how to go about the home buying process. And then they report back to us, and it's almost 100% successful, happy situations, which is just, I'm blessed to have that kind of a job, I guess. And my number is 303-758-4040. Again, that's 303-758-4040. I'm available pretty much 7 days a week. My staff are on the phone, are checking phones and checking messages, checking email, everything. So it's a very accessible service. It's a free service, no cost to you.
So pretty much 7 days a week, normal good hours. I mean, 8-ish in the morning till 5 or 6 most afternoons.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like most people, I'm staying really close to home these days.
Yes, yes.
So other than my, getting out for a bike ride or a walk, I am pretty much around and my staff can page me anywhere. And I've been known to pick up the phone and counsel a buyer or a seller in the middle of the street, you know, just to
sure.
get back to them quickly. So it's really pretty. We're very accessible and very happy to answer any questions at all if there's any consideration of buying or selling.
Ladies and gentlemen, the parade is a happy parade. It's a parade of goodness, and you just saw one of the best parts of that parade and just heard from a best part of that parade, Kathleen Cheeris. She is your best agent finder. Give her a call 7 days a week, any day, 303-758-4040. Thank you again, Kathleen.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, we're going to be back. This is Barry and Larry, the Wealth Building Show. We're going to come back with Larry's Key to Wealth. This is a good time to buy a rental house.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Angie, for the good music, for the good engineering that keeps us going here on the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Show. Hey, Larry, you know I'm going to ask you, is it a good time to buy a rental house?
It's always a good time, Barry, if it's right for you. Okay, let me do my view, Barry. This is a good time to buy rental houses. Always a good time. With care, you can minimize your investment risks and still purchase a great rental house. But if you're looking in the state of Colorado, make sure you go to the new website, homendo.com, H-O-M-E-N-D-O. There are plenty of hot spots in Colorado, though some of them are more expensive than others. But look at homeanddo.com, have some fun, check out houses all over Colorado. This gives you some fun times, and it's also pretty cool. Look, you want to learn about the COVID-19 virus? Go to homeanddo.com, H-O-M-E-N-D-O.com. Then, after you're done looking around, call Barry and set up a visit over the internet or over the telephone and start talking to him. It's cool and informative. Then stay in touch with Barry and eventually decide whether you want to become a safe real estate investor.
What's cool, Larry, is just like Kathleen Chiris does for all of the buyers and sellers call her, she usually has two good agents for her consumers to call. Do we have another broker that our listeners could call?
Absolutely, and I have a feeling he's going to say good morning in about 10 seconds.
Or less.
Yes.
Hi, Jim. Good morning.
Hey, it's a great day and just really a very informative show. I just love listening to you guys. Thanks.
No. Thank you.
Hey,
so tell us.
Go ahead. Yeah, well, one of my tips today is that, you know, you're talking about investments. And over the years, you know, you looked at traditional renting your home and, you rented it out for 12 months out of the year and that kind of thing. And, you made $15,000, $17,000, $2,000 a month. But with these new Airbnbs of the world, we have statistics that we can show investors every property scenarios from renting out one of their bedrooms, maybe the whole house. We can tell them when the annual revenue would be, what the daily rental would be, occupancy rates, and we can look at over the year when you guys should have go on vacation so that you'll get the top rental rates for your home that will be working for you when you're on vacation. It's a great opportunity.
There are so many good opportunities, and we're not seeing, Jim. I don't mean to set it up that way. That's a setup, and I didn't mean it that way. Objectively, we're not seeing any big flux in the marketplace of rentals and rental property other than some tenants may not be able to pay their full rent. That's a big item.
Yep.
But it's being resolved. But in values of homes, in other people being able to pay rent and wanting to rent a home, we're not really seeing any change yet, are we, Jim?
Well, what we're seeing is that the government has stepped up $2.2 trillion to help through this uncertain times. And so renters can get help. Sellers can get abatement for their mortgages with their mortgage company. So there's a lot of opportunities that are trying to help through this process so you can stay at home and not be financially devastated, because this is no one's fault. This is something that happened, and we have to get through it. And I think the government has really stepped up in to help businesses, homeowners, and renters alike in these times to save your investments.
I think so, too. Larry, you and I have never shared this as people who were econ majors for part of our college years and finance majors for other parts of our college years. But we've never seen anything like this come into the country where it wasn't one industry fighting the other industry and then they're fighting each other in Congress trying to get the upper hand on the other industry. We're all in it together. This time, unlike the Great Recession of just 12 years ago, everyone's in it together. And who's winning? Main Street, buyers, sellers, renters, you know, people losing their job all of a sudden. Oh, it may take a month or two for that check to come in, but it's there. It's in process.
You know, Barry, it is interesting that in cases of major national emergencies, this country always does come together. I'm thinking of World War II, where the whole country came together. And it's doing the same thing now during World War III. This is a world war against the virus.
Against the virus.
But it is a world war, and we are coming together. We're working together. And the government is going to make sure that we come through this with as little pain and suffering as possible.
Well, I would like to add that, because I also think that the private sector, the entrepreneurs that you see, and realtors are entrepreneur-like like anybody else in this, nobody else in this country, and I will tell you that they're stepping up to be creative, to make things work in the new environment that we have. It's pretty exciting for me to be sitting at home in Franktown, Colorado, looking at Pikes Peak and really enjoying this show, Barry. It's really awesome. I think that's just the proof of technology and our willingness to step up as entrepreneurs.
I think so, too. And Jim, I mean, I was in the office. You know, it's a little quieter. We keep our distance, but, you know, such a cheerful staff, supportive, et cetera. And then I'm meeting, you know, more agents as I'm there. The handful to a dozen maybe that are in and out over the space of 2 or 3 hours. I think I have my camera set up, you know, so
right.
We could speak and the video and all of that set up. The technology makes it so good for buyers and sellers and investor buyers and sellers included. It is. There's nothing like it.
Well, I would like to add, because, you know, we really step up our game as far as communication, which not only with our agents, but we do a fantastic job there with go-to-meetings and educations and classes. We're seeing record numbers come to the class that are sitting from home, that really are getting a better education by looking at those kinds of opportunities. But just remember, we got great agents, and the staff you mentioned, we got great staff, relocation, property management, sales, legal, moving company that has our logo on our truck, handyman service. We got a couple handyman trucks that are out there trying to take care of you with the proper gloves and masks and taking care of that. Mortgage and transaction management, and, you know, two guys there and with a radio show that are keeping the consumers informed with our as being trusted advisors. It's just an amazing opportunity that we have, and thank you very much for allowing me to spend a little bit of time with you guys.
Oh, no, you're always welcome. As you know, we view you as a business entrepreneurial partner. That's what we do, because the consumers are winning. And I know that, by the way, in the next hour on KOA, there's a great show, Champions of the People, the legal show. They're going to have a whole hour on COVID questions and legal procedures on insurance and what have you. I want to get that plug in. Why? Because I think of us as the champions of the home buyers, the champions of the home sellers, as a team here, RE/MAX Masters Millennium. I don't mind. Larry put a shout out. I know you wrote down about agents. You bet. New agents and brokers are welcome at RE/MAX Masters.
Yes,
that's right.
Really,
it is a nice connection we're having. The highlight, which was totally unexpected when we started the marriage between Barry and Larry Real Estate and RE/MAX Masters Millennium, is that the Home and Do website. This is something that everybody should take a look at, Barry. Home, H-O-M-E-N, the letter N-D-O.com. It's a great website, and it's got great information on the COVID-19 virus, as well as great information on all the houses in the state of Colorado that are for sale.
Hey, Jim, are you at a spot where you could pull up the website?
Yes.
Let's pull it up and let's share some of the statistics for the different age groups. I mean, I was saying the prior show, my wife and Larry, you know, how interesting they found it. I didn't say how interesting I found it. I found it very interesting. Larry's after it also. Jim has put all kinds of good, important, Johns Hopkins, of course, included, and
yep.
state information. But at the state level, there's number of cases county by county. All the counties are listed there. That's interesting. For those of us who travel and enjoy the mountains, those of us who travel and enjoy the plains of Colorado, I've worked all parts of Colorado in my two careers, and all of it, every county, every school district was a part of where I worked, et cetera. All over the state I've been to Springfield, Colorado. So many people don't know where that is. And what did they do? They had a machine shop, and those students Larry made, Jim, you'll appreciate this too, they made horse trailers.
Wow.
In high school, in little Springfield, Colorado. I mean, that was phenomenal. My dad was an industrial shop teacher, so I took
yep.
great interest in that. But you get the county by county view. But then, Jim, you have the age by age category.
Right. It's really amazing because, you know, the top age group that has been getting the virus is 50 to 59. There's 595 people that have gotten that. But, you know, and it's really the 80 plus and the 70 to 79. Everybody's worried about those, which is absolutely the most important thing. But they're like the lowest that are getting the disease because they're staying at home. They're protecting themselves. And then there's a lot of people that are in the just normal business that are having to work, that are the ones that are the caregivers, the people that are delivering food for the elderly and all those kinds of things. Those people have to be very careful, but it shows you statistics by statistics. It'll give you where the counties are. It's grown. The virus grows about right now. It's 4,100 as of April 2nd in Colorado, mm-hmm. 449 more cases. So it's more important than ever for you to have the social distancing, protect yourself. Really great statistics so that you can really look at it and say, hey, do I want to go into Eagle County right now with the number of cases that are there? You know, it's just 333 cases right there in small Eagle County. You know, and Denver's got the largest, but Douglas County's only at 194.
And this is Barry just thinking, this is the artistic side of Barry. So, you know, I love it. I love the data. Love looking at it. And it's fun to know, well, gee, what is our age group? What is happening? And we hear about the 60 to 70, 70 to 80, 80 plus, and it's all there. And then I say, you know, I want to kick up and just see the fireplace in the background, Jim, you know, like a nice video,
yeah.
with the fireplace in the background. Oh, my gosh, I'm on Home and Do. I could shift over and say, I want to see a home or two in Aspen and see what those homes are like. And then I want to see a home in Canyon City, and I want to see Colorado Springs. It's all there. Have some fun.
One of the investment opportunities, Barry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but one of the investment opportunities is you click on home value, and you can get your home
yep.
value, and it'll look at all the statistics from RPR and Zillow and MLS and information that you can get on the homeowner. It's really, really cool that you can do that just by putting your address in there.
It is cool. Larry's enjoying it right now. I think we've lost Larry for this segment, Jim.
Hi, Barry.
Larry is into the website, and that's what it should be. That's the pleasure of homeanddo.com. Jim, any final comments for would-be investors? You know that we have the Vestera Hotspots Company, and you're growing into a part of that. We're growing with you with that. But any comments you'd have? For the investor, the wannabe investor who's saying, wait, why should I choose real estate over XYZ tools?
Right. Well, you know what? Real estate is a tried and true opportunity for people to gain wealth in this country. It's a proven. Everybody's dad has always said, buy real estate, and I think that has come true for us. But, you know, with REMAX, over 120 agents in 100 countries, you know RE/MAX and the agents around the country, and the Vistara opportunity doesn't have to be RE/MAX, but it's certainly, we pick the best agents so that the trusted advisor around the country, you get the same service as RE/MAX Masters Millennium right here in Greenwood Village.
Do it. Tried and true and proven. RE/MAX Masters Millennium, investing in residential real estate, tried and true and proven. Put the two together, and you as a consumer will be on the road to building your wealth. And the first step is deciding to gather information. The second step is to call Jim Wonsek at 303-887-1600, 303-887-1600, and also go from there and then meet with us, meet with Jim, and find out what the opportunities are for building your wealth here in a good year that it is, 2020. Jim, thanks so much for being here again. We will be in touch.
Enjoyed it so much. Great to be here. Thank you so much, Barry and Larry.
Yeah, you bet. Bye-bye, Jim. Jim Wonsek of RE/MAX Masters Millennium fame. He is the broker owner of that big operating system. It's an operating system whose purpose is to help consumers, typically home buyers, home sellers, and residential investors. Give us a call. Give us a call at 303-888-3788. Larry pulled himself away from homeanddo.com and was saying, hey, Barry, give out our number. Right, Larry?
Absolutely. 303-888-3788. Please give us a call.
And another number, Larry, only because you mentioned these numbers back to back, is 378. But I want to put a little slash between the 7 and the 8. 3 7/8%. 3 7/8% fixed rate for 30 years, and it didn't cost an arm and a leg in fees up front. Normal, standard, everyday fees of getting a loan. That's what investors have been able to get recently. Larry, that's equivalent, I'm just going to make it easy for our listeners, 4.00. A fixed rate investment loan these last couple of days, and likely we'll see that number happen most days next week. This makes investing very, very wise. So give us a call and we'll have a consultation. It's free. We could consult over Skype. We could consult over the phone without seeing each other on the video. We could meet one-on-one. Rest assured, we keep our distance, etc. We will do it. We will be socially responsible. That's what makes capitalism work, social responsibility. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with Barry's World, and we're going to find out, is now a good time to sell your rental house? It might be. We'll find out.